bullying. No child is immune from bullying. Children with disabilities such as physical, developmental, emotional, intellectual, and sensory disabilities are at an increased risk of being bullied. I ran across these help tips under Stomp Out Bullying. Parents can help their children by being on the lookout for bullying. I'm going to give you 7 tips that I ran across under Stomp Out Bullying parents. Number 1, listen to what your child is telling you. Number 2, pay attention to your child's mood. Number 3, look deeper if your child's grades begin to fail. Number 4, make sure you know your child's schedule. Number 5, watch for reports of lost possessions. Number 6, never ignore self-destructive behaviors like running away from home, cutting, talking about suicide. We are all also aware that cyberbullying does not discriminate either. Your disabled child is at risk for cyberbullying as well. Cyberbullying is a form of harassment that utilizes the internet through unwanted emails or text messages and through social media such as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, etc. Guys, I went to a workshop a few days ago with our local district attorney, and she left us with a few basic tips for cyberbullying. Like I said, these are basic tips. They're very helpful though. Number 1, parents, we need to put some type of software on our kids' computers. Number 2, do not place computers in kids' bedrooms. Number 3, educate yourself on your kids' apps. Okay guys, there's all kind of apps out there today, and these kids can hide things under these apps. So if we are not aware of what's going on with these apps, things can get by us. Number 4, randomly check kids' devices. Randomly, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that word today, but you understand what I'm saying. They can take the app off, or they can take stuff off there that we don't want them to have on there if they know we are going to check it. So randomly, guys, randomly, do not let them know you're checking their devices. Number 5, take webcams off the computers. I think that one is self-explanatory. Number 6, have a safety plan who to go to if someone's bullying your child. It doesn't have to be you. Number 7, pick up the phone at 9 p.m. Parents, I see it in the sexual abuse module. Being overprotective in a healthy way is necessary with our disabled kids. Data shows our kids are at 1 to 3 times more likely to be bullied. FYI, they can do bullying as well. Guys, this is why we need to pay extra attention to our disabled kids. Disabled kids bully as well. My thinking about this is that disabled kids, they're only trying to fit in. I'm a bully someone else before I'm bullied. Lastly, a good website, Bullying Special Need Kids. You put that in, and lots of resources and lots of advice and tips going to pop up. Have a good evening, guys.